Declaring God's Word, a daily devotion by Derek Prince.
October the 22nd. The High Priest of Our Confession.
All this week, Derek considers Hebrews 4 verse 14. Seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. Today he shows how our confession on earth enables Christ to speak on our behalf in heaven. Jesus' position as high priest relates to our confession. Let's look at three passages from the book of Hebrews. First, Hebrews 3:1 reads, "Therefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our confession, Christ Jesus." Jesus was the apostle sent out by God to provide redemption. Having provided redemption, he returned to God to be our high priest in the presence of God. He's the high priest of our confession. That idea is radical. No confession, no high priest. If we close our lips on earth, we silence our advocate in heaven. The more we confess, the more we release his high priestly ministry on our behalf. Next, we'll read Hebrews 4 verse 14. "Seeing then that we have a great high priest who's passed through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let's hold fast our confession." To hold fast means to say something, then keep on saying it. Don't back off. Don't get discouraged. Finally, in Hebrews 10, 21 and 23, "Having a high priest over the house of God, let's hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful." Notice the change there. It's not the confession of our faith, but the confession of our hope. If we confess faith long enough, it becomes hope. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. When we've built a substance of faith, then hope comes. My definition of biblical hope is a confident expectation of good. But we must hold fast the profession or confession without wavering. Why does it say without wavering? Let me illustrate with the following image. When you're travelling in an aeroplane and the fasten seatbelt sign goes on, it tells you to expect turbulence. In the same way, without wavering tells you to expect opposition. The battle is fought and won when we maintain our confession. Listen to this proclamation and make it your own.
Thank you, Jesus, that you are the high priest of our confession. I proclaim that Jesus is my advocate in heaven, in the presence of God, and I hold fast that confession without wavering. I shall hold fast my confession. Amen.
Derek Prince Ministries, reaching the unreached, teaching the untaught.